Good morning. Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Mem Tes Amud Alef. Starting a couple of lines down. New Perek, standalone Mishnah, standalone Perek. Daf a day, Perek a day. The Mishnah, the last daf of Masechta Shavuos. Maybe if you have time at the end, we'll go back to say one point about the last Gemara that Shavuos is Misham at the Chayv. Let's start first today with the new Perek. It's a very long Mishnah, takes about an amud and a half almost, and it's Mishnayis, it's a bunch of Mishnayis, but the Gemara brings it down all together. There's only a short piece of Gemara at the end about this parak. Now, it happens to be, the Mishnah actually gives a small recap at the end, and that's really the site of the parak, and it is about, 40, 50 cases of different stories of Shavuos HaShomerim, but really the aside is pretty easy to understand. Like the Mishnah caps at that. Basically, what the Mishnahs are going to discuss, most of the cases are someone goes over to the Shomer and he says, "I gave you my pikadon. What happened to it?" And the Shomer says, "It was stolen. It was the oinus." A lot of different things that the Shomer could say, and the Bailam, like the pasuk says, "Shavuos Hashem tia ben shneim." That the Bailam has a right to demand the Shavuah. He says, "Oh yeah, that's really what happened? You have to swear to me." Now what happens if he swears falsely? So, like you might assume, depends on the case. If he tried to patter himself with the Shavuah, right? That means he was koifer, so he made a Shavuah sheker, so then he's chayev, a Shavuah sepikadim, right? The parasha at the end of Vayikra, "Oy mikol asher yishava lav lo sheker." That if someone has a pikadon and he swears falsely, so he's chayiv, keren, chaymish vasha. What happens? The Mishnah's going to also deal with many cases that he was chayiv anyways. Let's say he's a shomer chinam, and let's say he's potter anyways, and it was stolen. Instead of saying it got stolen, he's afraid that if he tells the guy it was stolen, it was really stolen, you're making up a story, so he says it died, or the other way, he says it was died, and he says it got stolen. He switches the story, not that it makes a difference whether he's going to be chayiv or potter. Both of them are going to be potter, or we're going to have cases, they're going to both be chayiv. For some reason, the shomer feels more comfortable changing the story, and he even swears to confirm his statement. However, it didn't change anything. The case, like we'll see a bunch of cases. He was going to be chayiv, he changed the case that a different story happened that he's chayiv, or he was going to be potter and a different story happened that he's potter. So obviously there's four possibilities. Either his statement and the story are both potter, the statement and the story are both chayiv. His statement is that he's potter and the story was that he's chayiv, or for some reason the guy will come up with a different scenario the Mishnah is going to mention. His statement was that he's chayiv, although the story was that he's potter. So the Mishnah is going to conclude by saying, if your story and your statement is both chayev, even if you do change it and it's not true, you're not going to be chayev Shavuos HaShomerim. You're not going to be chayev Shavuos HaPikadon. If the story was that you potter and your statement was that you potter, even though, again, you changed some of the facts and you swore falsely, you're not going to be chayev Shavuos HaPikadon because you didn't cause yourself to be potter al yidei Shavuah. The only time that there's going to be a chayev Shavuos HaPikadon, that's only if you withheld money al yidei the Shavuah. Really, you were supposed to pay and you didn't pay with a Shavuah. You, so to say, you stole with a Shavuah. You held back money wrongly with a Shavuah. That's the case of chayev Shavuos HaPikadon, Shavuos HaShomerim. However, if regardless you're going to be chayv, or regardless you're potter, in that case the Mishnah says potter, you're not going to be chayv Shavuos HaShomerim, and we're going to see the last piece of Gemara is basically going to discuss in these cases when you're not chayv Shavuos HaPikadon because you didn't withhold money al yidei the Shavuos. So there's not Shavuos HaShomerim, there's not Shavuos HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon is when you withhold money al yidei Shavuos. What about Shavuos Bitoy, right? We learned about many, many different Shavuos during the course of Masechta Shavuos. We know there's a Shavuos Bitoy. What's a Shavuos Bitoy? Shavuos Bitoy says, "I will eat, I won't eat, I did eat, I didn't eat." that type of, that's a Shavuos Bitui. That was basically what we learned about in the third parak. In the fourth parak was Shavuos Eidus. In the fifth parak was Shavuos Mikadin. And then the sixth parak was about Moedim Mixus largely. The seventh parak was a bunch of different random Shavuos, mostly Shavuos and Neutlins were discussed. So this Mishnah says a bunch of cases, let's say where you're not withholding the money of the Shavuot, like we said, either you chayev regardless or you potter regardless, and for some reason you change the story. The Mishnah says potter, you're not chayev Shavuos Hashem, you're not chayev Shavuos Hapikadon. The Shavuot of Parshas Vayikra. The question is, there's going to be a machlokes. What about Shavuos Bitui? And what about Shavuos Bitui? That's a carbon oil. Just to bring out the difference, one's a carbon oil of a yoyrit. That means it's a carbon chatos. El Asher brings a carbon behema, and then it goes, if he has less money and if someone's very poor, he could bring a carbon mincha chatos. That's called a carbon oil of yard. It's a carbon chatos, which goes up and down depending on the assets of the person who's chayv to bring a shvuah. And that's for Shavuos Bitui. Those are the cases of I will eat, I won't eat, I did eat, I didn't eat, those types of cases. And Shavuos Hapikadon is Karen Chaimish V'Asham, and that's like the word Asham, it's a carbon Asham. So now the Mishnah is going to go through the many, many different examples of that klal, which we just said. Zok the Mishnah. Oh, and one more thing that we have to know is that Dalet Shemimim is for Shemim, Shemim Chinam, someone watches something for free, Shemim Sachar, someone watches something, gets paid to watch it, Ashoyel, someone who borrows, it's kalan ashaloi, he has the right to use it and he's not paying for it. And a soicher is a renter, someone that uses someone else's thing, but he pays for it. Right? So there's dalad shemrim, there's four shemrim v'dinayim shleisha. There's only three halachas, there's three categories, because a soicher either has halacha of a shemir chinam, or he has halacha of a shemir sachar, which is going to be pointed out in the Gemara. It's a machleikis. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and there were two versions in the Meirayim, the Mesaira, which way Rav Meir said and which way Rav Yehuda says, but regardless, there's four Shayman with three halachas. A Shoyel is Chayiv in every case. He's Chayiv even on Einzim, even the animal just died by itself, sitting locked up in your house, properly ventilated, and it died. He's Chayiv even on Einz Gomer. The only case, which is actually not mentioned in the Mishnah, but Mavan Tzia says, that Meis Machas Malacha, if he's using it and it broke through the normal use that he was allowed to do, in that case, he's Potter. A Shemir Chinam is the opposite end of the spectrum. A Shemir Chinam is always Potter. Unless he was Pesheya, unless he was negligent, he's Potter. Gneva Aveda, he's Potter. And Shivuro Mesa, Ein is Gomer, he's obviously also Potter. And a Shemir Sachar is somewhere in the middle. If it's a Oynes, he's Potter. If it's Gneva Vaveda, if it got stolen, it's Chayiv. And a Soicha, like we said, is either Shem Echinum or Hashem Yisacha. Says the Mishnah. Arbo Shem Yimheim, Shem Echinum, Shoyel Neisacha, Vaseicha. Shem Echinum Nishba Alakol, he has to swear, since he's Potter in all cases, he has to back up his claim with a Shavua. Vashoyel Mishalem Esakol, Shoyel always pays, Neis Yisacha. V'hasoicher nishboyin ala shvuro v'ala shvuyo v'ala mesa. A noisy sachar. This Mishnah holds that a soicher, a renter, has a loch of a noisy sachar, of a shomer sachar. And therefore, says the Mishnah, nishboyin ala shvuro, if they claim that it got broken, meaning the animal is walking in the, up the mountain and it broke its foot, v'ala shvuyo, or someone grabbed it, v'ala mesa, or died, u'mishalmin es ha'aveda v'esegneva. But if it gets stolen, if it gets stolen or if it got lost, that's a little bit more of a pesheya, and therefore, in that case, they would have to pay. So they don't have to swear, because if the Shem Yisach is going to claim that it got stolen, there's no point for him to swear, because he has to pay. You only swear if you're claiming that you bought this. In order to back it up and to confirm that, the mavket has a right to demand the shvuah, but if you're paying, there's no point to swear. If he says to the Shem Echinam, where's my shor? I'm a loy meis. And the Shem Echinam says it died. Vuhu, really? It didn't die. Really? She nishbar, oy nishba, oy nignav, oy avad. One of the other things happened. It broke. Shvuya, right, and got captured, or even if it was stolen or got lost. But like we just said, in that case, whether or not it was Nignav, whether or not, like he says, that died, both cases Yapata. Let's see what the halacha is. Nishbar, he says Nishbar, really, who shemes, it died, I Nishbar, I Nignav, I Ovat. Nishbar, he says it was Nishbar, but really, who shemes, I Nishbar, I Nignav, I Ovat. Nignav, he claims it was stolen, v'hu, and really what happened, shemes, it died, I Nishbar, I Nishbar, I Ovat. Avad, he claims Avad Vuhu, and really what happened? Shemei, so Nishbar, Nishbar, Nignav. In all these cases, Mashbiecha, Ani, so the Mafka says, I'm being Mashbiya you, that this is what happened. Vamar, Amen. Potter, the halacha is, he's Potter from Shuas Ha. Pikadain, why? Because it was not relevant, didn't make a difference in the Chiyuv and Ptur of Mamanis. There was no Mamanis that could change from the story to what he claimed. Let's say he says, Heichen Shairi. He says, where's my shor? I'm aloy. Any of them at Asach. I have no idea what you're talking about. But who, right? He says, never happened. Oh, you never gave me a pikadon. But really, who shemeis? Are you nishbar, nishbar, nignav, are you avad? Mashbiach, haniva, amar, amin, potter. Even over here, he claims the whole story didn't happen. But really, what happened? He wasn't pesheya. Really, what happened? It was nignav, or it was meis. Again, he would have been potter regardless. For some reason, he feels more comfortable saying that it never happened. He doesn't want anyone to suspect that there was something fishy. So he just refutes the whole claim. Now halacha is potter because again he didn't cause any mumminess de kaptor al hideis taina. Heichen shayri amar loy avad. Now the Mishnah says a different halacha. Heichen shayri amar loy avad miashbiach haniva amar amim veidim misa mishisha achlo mishalim misa keren hoydim meatzam mishalim keren chaimish vasha. However, if let's say he says Avad, it got lost, but really, he really kept it. You know why he got lost? Because he shechted it, he ate it for supper. That's how it got lost. So in that case, really he was, this case is already a whole different case. Really he owes the mafkid money, and he claimed Avad, and therefore Itak has to pay. So now it depends. How did we find out that he lied? How do we find out that he lied? Not only did he lie, but he made a shvur sheker. So it depends. If it's for ha edim, edim oisei sh'achloi, if the edim are made that he ate it, so mashalam is a keren. Hoidem e'atzmai, if, however, he was made that he lied, that he made a shvur sheker, then the halacha is mashalam keren, the chaymish for asham. He has to pay a keren, chaymish, he has to add on 1/5, and he brings a carbon asham. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Heichon Shairi, where is my shor? V'amar le nignav, Mashbiach ani v'amar amen, v'idim esim shegonvoy, then misham tashlumi kefil, hoidim yatz, misham kerem v'chay mishvash. Now the Mishnah adds in one more prat, and that's what we call toyin tainas ganav, right? Remember from Perek Merubim, Pesachtes Bava Kama, there's a concept of Toin Tanas Ganav. Over here, in the second case of these cases, that he with a Itaka made up a story to steal it, if the Shomer claims it was Nignav, and really he was the one that withheld it, so then he has a halacha of a Toin Tanas Ganav. He claims it was Nignav. If Edom are made that he's the one that has it, he gets the halacha of a ganev, and he actually has to pay kefil. Even though, in a certain sense, really the same thing happened. He was a shomer, and he withheld the pikadon. Right? So, chayri, you would think it's the same thing, and he shvur sheker. The ma'aseh, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, it depends. If he claims it was nignav, he gets the halacha of a ganev, and he has to pay kefil. If he claims it was avad, so he pays. He only has to be Karen. I demand ask me Karen b'chemish v'ashem. But if he claims it was nignav and he's really the one that has it, that's the concept of toying tanas ganav, which the halacha is that if edim are made that you're really the one that have it, and the nifkat, the person who got to be kadim, is keeping it. The halacha is he pays kefil like as though he would have been a ganav. Let's read it again. Hechen Sheriv Amalim Nignav. He claims Nignav Mashbiachani Va'ama Ame Ve'edim 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 Ganvay Shalom Teshlumi Kefal. Again, but if that's only if Edim come, because we know Kefal is when Edim are made that you're a Ganav. However, Hoidim Me'atzmai, then the Allah is Mishalim Keren V'chaymish V'ash. Hoidim Me'atzmai, you don't pay Kefal, and also the Allah is Hoidim Me'atzmai Pes Keren V'chaym V'ash V'asham. Mashenkin, like we saw earlier, if Edim come, you don't pay Chaymish V'asham. If you're May, if you're a Maida that you made a Shua Sheker, you do pay Chaymish V'asham. Amal Echad B'shuk. Now, sort of going a little, once we spoke a little bit about this concept of Edim being made, someone stole, he pays kefal. Mar says a slightly different case, even though it's nothing to do with Shemrim. Amal Echad B'shuk, Heichen Sheri, Sheganavta. Stam, goes up to someone, you stole my shar, you were going of my shar. Amar Leganavti, who I'm a Leganavti, not steal. Edim is the Mesi Sheganvoy. So that's a regular case, so that's a real Ganav. Halach is Mesham Tashlumi kefal. And if afterwards, after he was going of an animal, he was toivech, he shechted it, umachar, or if he sold it, mishalim, tashlumi arba v'chamish, he has to pay four or five. Four for a bakar, and five for a seh. Says the Mishnah, ra'a edim shemash menushunu barn, v'amar ganavti avaloi tevachti avaloi macharati, enim mishalim elikar. The halacha that we know, moide v'knas is potter. So there's a few things that the Mishnah, that the few things that we see in the Mishnah, right? The halacha is moide b'knas is potter, and therefore the halacha would be if someone was moide that he was a ganav, even though he does not admit that he was tevech ha-moicher, really he was tevech ha-moicher. Now Edim come and say he was tevech ha-moicher. So the halacha is, since he's pot, as soon as someone says I'm a ganav, I was going of the shart, so he pays Karen, because that's regular mammon, he has to pay. The kefal, the second payment, the kefal part of it is a knas, and therefore the halacha moide b'knas is potter. And once he doesn't pay kefal, then he does not pay the other two or three for shechting it. Because it's the Gemara says, it's only when it's, the Torah says, chamisha baka yishalim, you pay four or five. It's only if you actually pay four or five. Four and five includes the two of Geneva. And once you don't pay Kefal, then you don't pay the extra. You don't say, oh, he was Goinev, so that he has to pay Karen, and then he shechted it, so he has to pay another two. Oh, he was Moed on the Kefal, so it comes out, that second payment he doesn't pay, and he pays the other three. Once he, says the Mishnah, no. Once he doesn't pay Kefal, he does not pay. He doesn't pay the other two or three for Tvicha Umechir. So that's one thing we see in the Mishnah. Another thing we see in the Mishnah, which is discussed a little bit more at length in Bava Kama, in Perek Meruba, that when we say Moide B'Knas is Pater, does that work even if you see the Edom coming? Right? The guy says, listen, I'm not going to be Moide. The Edom about to come, then I'll be Moide. So if you Moide because you saw the Edom come, I believe not everyone holds that the Haidah works, because that's not a real Haidah. He went over to Bezim because he saw the Edom coming. However, the Mishnah over here says, even Ra'a Edom, that's the Mepharshim Mishnah point out, that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you, even extra Chiddush, even though it was Ra'a Edom Shemash Ben Shumba, and you saw that Edom about to come, and you were Maida, still that Haidah is a good Haidah, and it patas you on the Kefal, and the Mishnah says, and therefore it also patas you on the Dal Vei. So, Eni Mishalim Elakir. Now the Mishnah goes weiter back to the case of Shoyim. Amal Shoyel. Heichen Shoyel. Amal Meis. The Shoyel says a die. Like we said, if a Shoyel says that the animal died, he's chayiv. Right? So he's claiming, I have to pay you money. Boo hoo. And really, what happened? Shinishbar, Nishbar, Nignabay, Ovad. And a different story happened, which is also Mechayivim. Or Nishbar, he claims Nishbar, which is Mechayivim, Ushamezen Nishbar, Oynignabay, Ovad. Right? All the other examples of Chiyuv. Nishba, he claims Nishba, Vushamezen Nishba, Nignav Yovet. Nignav, he says it was stolen, Vushamezen Nishba, Nishba Yovet. Ovet, he claims Ovet, Vushamezen Nishba, Nishba Nignav. Mashbiach, Haniva, Amar, Amen. Pater. All these cases, the Shvuah, even though you swore falsely, you said the wrong story, you said Ahab and then really Bihab, and then you made a Shvuah Sheker, you swore falsely, but Allah is Pater, because like we said, it's not changing, it's not causing yourself to be Pater, because regardless, you're going to be Chai. Heichen Shairi, Amar Loi, Eini Idei, Amat Asach. However, if the Shayil is Kaifer Bakal, he says, he never gave me anything, he never lent me a Shar. And really, however, if the shayil borrows something and dies, and he says, you never gave it to me, so in that case, when he swears that you never gave me anything, he's causing himself to be potter by saying you never gave it to me. So that shvua sheker is actually withholding money from the other person, and therefore, chayiv. He's going to be chayiv, a shvua sepikadun, a karen v'chaymish v'ashem in that case. Omar. So we did Shem Rechina and we did Shayel. Omar Lenoisi Sachar Vehaseicher. He went over to a Shem Rechar or a Seicher, a renter who has the halacha according to the Mishnah, like a Shem Rechar. Heichen Shairi. Omar Lai Meis. He claims it was Meis. Who? Shenishba Nishba. It was a different example of Ptur, right? Nishbar. What happened was Nishbar. Who? Shemeis and Nishba. Nishba. Who? Shemeis and Nishbar. So he says he claims a case of Ptor, and it was a different case of Ptor. He says it died, and really it was Nishba. Or he said it was Nishba and really died. So that case is a case that he switches from Ptor to Ptor. He would have been Ptor in this real story, and he makes up a different story of Ptor. Or now the Mishnah is going to switch. Nignav, he claims that it was stolen, in which case he would be chayiv to pay. But who and really sha'avet, it got lost, in which is a different case that he's chayiv to pay. He just didn't want to sound like a shlamazel maybe. So he says it was nignav. Avad, he claims it was avad. Who shenignav? Mashbiach haniva amar amin pater. Because in these cases, either we switch from chayiv to chayiv or ptor ptor. Meis, he claims meis oy nishbar nishba. He claims it died. He claims oynis. Ooh, and really nignav yavad. Really, it was stolen or got lost. In which case, it's chayiv. So he's claiming a ptor from a chayiv that he was really supposed to, that he really owes. In that case, mashbiach anivam amin chayiv. Because again, he withheld money al yaday the shvua. Avad, a nignav. He claims it was avad a nignav. So he claims he's chayiv to pay. Vuhu. And really what happened, Shemeis, it died a nishba nishba. So for some reason, this person claimed a chayiv, although he really would have been potter. Why he did it? He must have had a good reason. But for some reason, he claimed something. He claimed that he's chayiv, really he was potter. So again, even though he lied and he changed the story, but again, he didn't withhold money from the other person like the shvua, mashbiach haniva amar amin, potter. And therefore he's potter, even though he made up a story, and it's not even the same level of story, of scenario, because it's a different class. One's a ptur, one's a chiyav, but regardless, he did not withhold money al yidei the shvua, and therefore the halacha is potter. Zeh klal, the Mishnah, a very nice recap. Kol hamishana, anyone that changes, mechayva lechayva. He claims, he says, makes up a story, one type of chiyav versus a different type of chiyav. Umi ptur leptur. Or he changes one case of ptur to a different case of ptur. Umi ptur lechayva, there was a case of ptur, and he claims chayva. So then, Potter. All these cases, he's potter from the shvur, from the chiyav shvur. However, mechayv leptor, he would have been chayv, and he changes the leptor chayv. In that case, he's chayv a shvur. So because in karen chayv shvur asham zak klal kolin ishbon lahakol alatz mechayv lahachmer alatz mitimachmer. Or the same case is potter. Says the Gemara, mantana arba shaymim. Who is the tana that holds? Who's the tana for shaymim? So, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravu, Rameyri, it's Rameyri. In other words, the question was, oh, we'll see in a second, Amar Lei, Rabbler of Nachman, what do you mean? Who's the Tana for Shemim? Mika Tana, unless they're about Shemim, what do you mean? Someone doesn't hold the R for Shemim? The Metzias, the R for Shemim. What was the question? Amar Lei, Chachi Kamin, this is what I meant to say, Man Tana de Omar, Seicher Kinesi Socher. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Because in our Mishnah we see a Chiddush that a Seicher, a renter, has the Alocha of a Shemim Socher. So that, Amar Rabbi Ravu, that it is a was Rameyer. practical Gemara, Varameir, Ibcha Sheminin Le Rameir, we know said the opposite, that Nan, Soicher Keitz Mishalim, Rameir Mikashemir Chinam. Rameir says the Soicher is Kashemir Chinam, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Kenaisi Sachar. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Baravua, Ibcha Tani. He learned the Braisa the other way, and this is mentioned many times in Shas that there was a machloikis exactly which way Rav Meir says and which way Rabbi Yehuda says. Hani arba frakti gemara. How could you say it's four shomrim lemaisa soicher and a shomer sachar the same halacha? Arba ava hani arba havu shloisha ava amav nachma yitzchok arba shomrim. These four cases of shomrim v'dineim, but the actual halacha is only shloisha. So the Gemara, at the last piece of Gemara, Amara, v'kulam peturin, even though we had a bunch of cases in the Mishnah which said peturin, because it, like we said, that is no, there's no keren chaimish v'asha, there's no chiv of asham gezelus if you are not withholding any money. V'kulam peturin, even though we said pater, that's only peturin mishua shaimrim. However, v'chayavim mishum shuas bitay lemaisi, he made a shua sheker. There's no difference when someone says, I ate this piece of bread and he really didn't, or he didn't eat the bread and did. Just like in that case, it's a shua which is irrelevant, it has no effect, has no bearing on anyone else. Just Stam made up a story and he made a shua sheker. He is chayv a shuas bitay, he is chayv a carbon chatos. I love yairi. So just like in that case, so too in all these cases that he's the Shem Mechinim said mace and really was nignav or nignav and really was mace. Again, there's no relevance because either way he's potter. So therefore, Zay says Rav, in that case you're going to be chayiv. All the cases in the Mishnah said potter. Really, you chayiv. It just means you potter from shuas Hashem and chayiv from shuas bitay. Ushmuel Amar af pturim from shuas bitay. You also potter from shuas bitay. Me'maykel me'vlik. What's machlekes? Now we had this reference earlier in the Masechta. Shmuel Saver less of Bilahaba. Shmuel says the only time Yechayim Mishuas Bitoy is only if you say a story about the past, if you could have made the Shvuah about the future, right? He says, I didn't eat. He could technically make a Shvuah, I will not eat. Or if he says, I did eat, technically he could make a Shvuah, I will eat. A person's able to make a Shvuah, I will eat or I won't eat, which is going to restrict him from eating, or it's going to be mechayiv indeed. So it's possible to make a shvuah. However, let's say someone says, it was stolen. He can't make a shvuah that it will get stolen, right? At least we hope not, right? But a person can't make a shvuah, he can't predict the future, and therefore, it's not really relevant, it's not a shvuah someone says, or he gets a pekadin, it will get stolen. It's not a shvuah. So it's less of a labo. Shmuel holds any shvuah which can't be flipped around the other way to be lahaba, even l'sha'ava is not a chiyav. So there's a technical reason, and Shmuel said in many cases, we have Shmuel Se'edus, the Gemara discussed this, any case that can't be lahaba doesn't have l'sha'ava. So therefore, he argues on Rav in these cases, not because it's something to do with like it's interaction between two people doesn't have shvuas bita. It's not the reason. But you said he agrees to Rav that just because that even though you're not a shvuas hashemrim and you're potter, technically it could have been shvuas bita. But the rules of shvuas bita are, according to Shmuel, that anything which is not lahaba, anything which you can't make the shvua in the version of lahaba, is not l'sha'avar, and therefore if he says it did get stolen, it did die, it's not a shvuas bita and you're potter. But Rav Sava, Rav doesn't hold of that. He holds just has to be Belava Hain, has to be yes or no. It did get stolen, it didn't get stolen. It has to be able to be flipped that way. It does not have to be flipped from the past tense to the future tense. And therefore, Rav holds Yechayv Shvuas Bitay. Frag the Gemara v'Eflub Gachad HaZimna. We already had such a machlokes. The Itmar, Shvuas Shazarak Pleini Tzor Liyam, Shvuas Shaloi Zarak, Shvuas that he did throw this rock into the ocean, or he didn't. Rav Amachayv Shmuel Amapater. Why does Shmuel hold Potter? Rav Amachayev Disi Belava Hein. He could. It's yes and no. He did throw it or he didn't throw it. Shmuel Amapater, the less of Belava. Because he can't say that, Reuven can't say that Shimon will throw a rock into the ocean, right? And since he can't make such a statement, he can't make such a Shmuel, and therefore, even if he says in the past tense that Shimon did throw or didn't throw, it's not a Shmuel's Bitoy. So, L'chaira, Shmuel's exact same case. Why did Rav and Shmuel need to argue twice the same achlikus whether or not a shvuas bitoy of Lishaavar is chayiv when you cannot make that type of shua in the future tense. Says the Gemara Tzuricha Diash meaning Baha Bakam Ram Shum Dim Nafshik Mishtava. Aval Bahach, the Beidina Mishtabile, Eim Baidile Lishmol. There's an extra chiddush in our case because maybe when did Rav's, maybe even though Rav holds that you don't need a belt to make the Shmuel Haba. But maybe there's another reason why you could be Pater from Shmuel's Bitu in our Mishnah, and that was the Gemara's Chiddush, that was Rav's Chiddush, that in this case, even though you're Pater Shmuel Shemrim, you still Chayim Shem Shmuel's Bitu. And that is, maybe Shmuel's Bitu is only on a Shmuel that you chose to make. It's not right. I did eat, I didn't eat, I will eat, all these shvuas, you don't have to make a shvua. You decided to make a shvua. Maybe that shvua is shvuas bite. But a shvua which Bezdin says you have to swear. In other words, you're saying that the shur was stolen, and you're a shomer, the halach is shvuas Hashem tiyah ben shneim. You have to swear. So maybe a shvua that you're mechuyev to swear is not in the parasha of shvuas bite. Why not? We'll see in a second. There's a pasuk that the Gemara, the one man Dama Taka makes a drasha and holds that any shvua which you need a swear, if Bezin's ben shbir you, that's not the parasha shvua's biti. Now, of course, it's the parasha shvua sabikadon. So now it has those rules. Did they withhold money or they shvua? If they didn't withhold money or they shvua, I'm potter. But it's not in the parasha of shvua's biti according to one Amoira because it's a shvua which the dayanim, which Bezin forces you to make. It was a shvua, it's a shayimrim. You had to make that shvua. That type of shvua is not in the parasha of shvua's bitui. So that's why, says the Gemara, Rav had to say it two times. Rav said, shvua that someone threw into the yam is a shvua's bitui. Why, even though it's not balahaba, why does he have to say in our case also a shvua that it did get stolen, even though it's not balahaba? The extra chiddush in our Gemara is, even though it's a shvua, it's a shayimrim, it's a shvua which you needed, Bezin was mechayiv you to make, still, Rav holds, you could be chayiv mishum shvuas bitui, and that's why, even though the Mishnah had lists a bunch of cases, that pater, it just means pater from shvuas ha, shayimim from shvuas hasham gzeilis, but it's still gimni chayiv of shvuas bitui. Says the Gemara again, in our Mishnah, the Beidin, Bezin's making you swear, maybe he's moided to Shmuel. Not that he's moided to Shmuel for Shmuel's reason of less balaba, but rather he's moided to Shmuel's halacha that you potem shmushu is bitui, kid the Rebbe Ami. Like Rabbi Ami says, the Amar Rabbi Ami calls Shua Shadayan and Meshbino, he says, In Chayavan Allah Mishum Shua's Bitu. Because Rabbi Ami holds, like we mentioned before, that if the Dayan and Meshbino you, that's not a case of Shua's Bitu. Right? So there's two reasons in our mission, in other words, in the case of a mission of Ptur, that there's two reasons that you could be Potter from Shua's Bitu. Either Shmuel's reason is because less of blah blah. Rabbi Ami's reason is because the Dayan and Mashbir you. So that's why Rav, even though he already said, I don't hold of Shmuel's less laba, he had to again say in our Mishnah, Chayim Shem Shmuel's Bita, to tell you that I also disagree with Rav Ami, of Rav Ami's halacha, and I hold that even though the Dayan and Mashbir you, still, you could be Chayim Shem Shmuel's Bita. And the other way also, V'itmer Baha, if Shmuel would have only said his halacha in our Mishnah, then I would have thought, Pshat in Shmuel, is maybe he holds a kavami, but I wouldn't know that Shmuel holds the rule of less of Baha, and therefore Shmuel had to stay at both times. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar of Ami, Kol Shvuah, Shadayonah Mashbiyah, and I say, if Bezin's Mashbiyah, you a Shvuah, right? It's a dini moment is that you chayiv to make a Shvuah, Ein Ba Mishmuz Bita. That's not a Shvuah's Bita. Shenemar, Oy Nefesh, Ki Si Shava. The pasuk in the parasha Shua's Biti says, "Oy nefesh ki si shava levati bisvasai." Now, what does the word "ki" mean? Right? We know from Rashi and Chumash, different Gemaras, that "ki" in the Torah has different meanings in different cases. Kedrish Lakish, right? So he holds me'atzma. Says Rav Ami, in this application, "ki" means if he decides to make a shvua. Kedrish Lakish, Amr Shlakish, Ki Mishnamish Barabat the Shainis. E Dilma El Daha. So E means if, right? So E, if I nefesh kisi shava, if he swears, sounds like he had a choice. If he chooses me'atzmai to swear. So the parasha Shua's Bito is only if you is only if you choose. And but Rav disagrees. Rav holds it doesn't mean if, it means when, that He decided, any time the Maisa, someone swears, it's a case of Shuas Bite. I would add it on, it's just Santa Zach. The Rambam says, even though we know many times in throughout Shas, Einish Ban Al Karkais, we have Mesech Teshuas, Ba Metzia, many places in Shas, there's a concept, certain things he can't be swear. Avodim, Karkais, Shtaris, says the Rambam, Rav says, Kulun Chayim Mishum Shuas Bite. The Rambam says, also, let's say someone wasn't Chayim to make a Shua because of Karkais, but Lamaisa, he did swear. Says the Rambam, just like an our Gemara, the Gemara says, the Rav says, the Yepatim Shuas Hashem, Chayim Shum Shuas Bitoy, so too, but if someone is Nishban Karkais, even though he didn't have to swear, Lamaisa he swore, so he's not Chayim, it's not a Shuas, it's not Chayim Shum Shuas Apikodin, he's not Chayim Hashem Gzeilas, Lamaisa, he's Chayim Shum Shuas Bitoy. And the Gemara ends off, Rebbe Laza Amar, Kulon, Rebbe Laza holds like Rav, Kulon Peturim Yishum Shua Shaimrim, he disagrees with the Rami, he holds like Rav, Kulon Peturim Yishum Shua Shaimrim, B'chaim Yishum Shua's Bitoy, Chutz, Ne'eni Yedeya Ma'at Asach Deshoyel, except, right, except the cases that the Mishnah says. Well, those all the cases in the Mishnah, that you potter mishum shua shayim, yichayim mishum shua zbitoy, chutz, except the cases that the Mishnah says chayim. For example, if the shoyel says, ein yidei matasach, which shoyel is always chayim, and he comes and he says, the story never happened. So in that case, he's coming to potter himself, or gneva vedis the nois yisachar shebesoyche, shu chayim, in the cases when it was a gneva vedo of a nois yisachar shebesoyche that he claimed that it was an oinus, and he chayiv. In those cases, you chayiv shu shem she kaf from amen. Avad in that case, that you kaf from amen, you're not going to be chayiv shu was bitter because you're going to be chayiv shu was hashem, like the Mishnah says, hadjanoch arba hashem.